President Ahmadinejad presented his argument with characteristic oratorical verve, saying a nuclear fuel swap deal worked out by Brazil and Turkey last week was a final opportunity that must not be lost by the international community.
آقای اوباما باید بداند این بیانیه یک فرصت تاریخی برای اوست.
He says that President Barack Obama should understand that this agreement is a historic chance to show that he wants to create change, to respect the rights of other nations, and to give up what he calls the erroneous policies of past American administrations. He also appealed directly to President Obama to use his influence to better what he called the political future of the world, and to oppose those whom he says are counseling Mr. Obama to take a tough stance against Iran. The United States and other top Western powers have been critical of the recent fuel swap deal, arguing it does nothing to allay fears that Iran is trying to build nuclear weapons. A similar deal was first proposed last October when Tehran had a much smaller stockpile of enriched uranium. Mr. Ahmadinejad also criticized Russia for siding with the United States on a plan to impose a fourth round of UN sanctions on Iran. The proposal is being debated in the UN Security Council. The resolution appears to have the backing of the Security Council's 5 veto-wielding permanent members, including China and Russia. Editor Alex Vitanka of Jane's Islamic Affairs Analyst argues the 3 main centers of power in Iran, President Ahmadinejad, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and the powerful Revolutionary Guard Corps have conflicting views about the nuclear deal.
I think it's actually quite complex because whereas IRGC and the Supreme Leader might have their own survival at stake, Ahmadinejad sees himself different. He sees himself as the elected official who has to go for the populist vote. And he knows overhauling relations with the United States could really generate some goodwill in Iran because by and large, despite what everybody in the world thinks, there are a lot of pro-American sentiments in Iran. And a lot of people in Iran appreciate one of the biggest obstacles improving their lives is the sort of international isolation that they're facing. And America is a crucial element in keeping Iran isolated.
Vatanka also believes Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei is not in a strong position to oppose Mr. Ahmadinejad should he attempt a rapprochement with the United States, and the Revolutionary Guard, while powerful, remains divided among itself. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.